Welcome to Making a Meal of It, the podcast for eaters of all appetites who want to reimagine and reinvigorate their relationships with food, food culture, and food systems. I'm David Santo, your host and fellow human eater. I'm also a professor, writer, and artist working in and with food. This mini episode is a kind of how-to for the show, an introduction to the ways I've conceived and produced it. Not that you really need an instruction manual for listening to a podcast, but because we all have a lot of expectations and conceptions about what food is and how it should be talked about, I thought I might just share mine. When I came up with the idea for this show, it was because I wanted to share a way of thinking about food through the idea of complexity. Complex doesn't mean complicated, though, and that's an important detail. Complexity is the characteristic of systems, big systems, that involve a lot of different moving parts and that produce behaviors, experiences, effects of all sorts that are sometimes unexpected, very often quite puzzling, and often also pretty delightful. You know what I mean, I'm sure. Food is everything to us. It's a source of joy and fear and yearning, satisfaction, exploitation and empowerment, health, anxiety. Most of all, while we humans are busily making food and food systems and food are responsible for making us. They're constructing that layered and very confounding thing we call humanity. But even as our local, regional, and global food systems get more and more complex, food itself is often made to appear simple by the large corporations and institutions that are in control of its production and transformation and its transportation, its regulation, and its sales, of course. For pretty obvious reasons, profit and power-seeking organizations want us to just not spend too much time thinking before consuming. Food is complex, but what we're presented with in our supermarkets and our restaurants and our mass media tends to make it seem easy. Easy to buy, easy to eat, easy to dispose of, but maybe just not always so easy to digest. So recomplexifying food without making it complicated is what this podcast is all about. Through my conversations with food experts and tasting sessions with my partner Maxim and a poetic finish called the Making a Meal of It Food Questionnaire, we'll explore the moving parts of food culture and food systems and try to understand how they produce the effects that we eaters experience. Some of my guests are from the worlds of research and theory, others from industry and practice. Some are cooks, some are thinkers, some are business and media people. And for the questionnaire, I've reached out to responders from other worlds, worlds of art and politics and social change and science. They're all eaters, of course, but they're folks who don't necessarily work directly with or in food. Together, I hope this assembled crowd will help make a tasty meal of it for you, our listeners. And yeah, what about that title? Making a meal of it basically means putting more time and energy into something than is necessary. But I'm using the expression a little facetiously, since to me, and maybe to you if you're listening, I think it's worth putting lots and lots and lots of time and energy into food. I mean, why not? Why limit things to only what is necessary? Besides, food is every human being's most important and most intimate relationship. So wouldn't you want to put plenty of time and energy into making that a respectful and resilient one? So as you get ready to listen to the first real episode of this podcast, remember that, above all, food is complex. Sometimes that means talking about it in abstract terms, through theory and ideas. Sometimes it means sticking things in your mouth, rolling them around on your tongue, and bravely swallowing them down. Sometimes we'll be serious, sometimes we'll be playful, sometimes you'll really vibe with the conversation, and sometimes you might be confused. If that happens, just try to stick with it. But you're, of course, also welcome to skip to the next segment, because just like a regular meal at a table with friends, not every dish is going to appeal to everyone's appetite. The 15 episodes of this first season range across a lot of themes, from kitchens to fermentation, fat, fish, and pudding to restaurant culture and cultural conflict. Be prepared for some unusual perspectives on these subjects, and please, please stay open to the idea that food deserves a lot more attention than we usually have time for. I'm always happy to hear your comments and feedback, too, and if there's something you want to know more about, I'll try to weave it into a future episode. You can contact me through most social media platforms at Making a Meal Podcast. Okay, enough of me talking and talking. Let's move on to episode 101. I hope you're hungry.